Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the blessings which you have already given us this day. I pray that you would watch over this service and help us to continue to bask in your spirit. And I pray that you would bless this offering, that as we seek to give back a portion of what you've given to us, that you would multiply it and use it for the good of building up of your kingdom. I just pray that you'd be with us and help us grow closer to you. And I hope you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. I want to welcome each and every one of you here to the house of the Lord. Those that are members and those that are not members, we welcome you back that you might worship with us in praising our Lord as our music has just sang for us. I know that we all are here expecting to have His Spirit to be with us, that may lead us into all truth and light. So, Father, we invite you into our congregation to minister to this waiting congregation through the ministry of Larry Ellis that will bring the spoken word this day. I have chosen for a scripture reading out of Doctrine and Covenants 65, 1 through F. I may skip C. It's not very long. It's been near the whole chapter. Is that on? Hearken and lo, a voice of one sent down from on high, who is mighty and powerful, whose going forth is unto the ends of the earth. Yea, whose voice is unto men, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. The keys of the kingdom of God are committed unto men on the earth, and from hence there shall the gospel roll forth unto the ends of the earth. As a stone which is cut out of the mountain without hands shall roll forth until it has filled the whole earth. Pray unto the Lord, call upon his holy name, make known his wonderful works among the people. Call upon the Lord, that his kingdom may go forth upon the earth, and the inhabitants thereof may receive it, and be prepared for the days to come, in the which the Son of Man shall come down in heaven, clothed in the brightness of his glory, to meet the kingdom of God which is set up on the earth. Wherefore may the kingdom of God go forth, that the kingdom of heaven may come, that thou, O God, may be glorified in heaven, so on earth, that thy enemies may be subdued, for thine is the honor, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I would like to introduce our men that's up here with me this morning. My name is Clarence Herning, presiding. Deacon Farron Brooker will have the invocation. Priest Richard Adams will have the benediction. And the spoken word will be by Priest Larry Ellis. And I would ask for your attention as he brings a spoken word, and that we might continue our service with hymn number 46, after which Farron will have the invocation. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everything that you've given us. We pray that your spirit will be with us today, that you'll be with Larry. Give him the words to say. Give him the words that you will have him bring to us, that we may ponder on them and learn from them, that we may grow closer to you. These things I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Morning. This morning I would like to take my scripture reading from Mark 22. Verily, I say unto you, all sins which men have committed, when they repent, shall be forgiven them. For I came to preach repentance unto the sons of men.
Yeah.
for that music. Yes, the King is coming. And he's coming for each and every one of us. We are here today because we want to worship with God. And he wants us to worship with him. Who here wants to have Zion? I would like to ask you to think of yourselves and to look at yourselves and say, what do I need to do in my life? What changes do I need to make so that my life can be a part of Zion? We are all here today because we want to make changes in our lives so that we might have salvation, so that we might be able to come unto our Lord and our Savior, so that we will learn the celestial law, and that we would be able to go forth and be with God in his kingdom. We have many things to do in our lives. Things that we need to do to ready ourselves for this event. Those things come through study, through prayer, through following the commandments of God. As a priest, I have been instructed to teach and preach repentance. And we can find this instruction, well, there are many places, but this place is from Alma, 1766. That's Alma, chapter 17, verses 66. Preach unto them repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to humble themselves and to be meek and lowly in heart. Teach them to withstand every temptation of the devil with their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. As we study the scriptures, we find that many people before us have transgressed and have fallen short of the commandments that our Lord and our God has put before us. We live in a world that is full of sin. Everywhere we turn, there are commandments that are being broken. These are commandments that God has set forth and has placed before us. We can find the Mosaic Ten Commandments in Exodus. This is more of a simpler form. Jesus goes into a more in-depth and teaches more of the celestial law. But at this time, I'm going to talk from Exodus chapter 20, starting with verse 3. Thou shalt have no other God before me. What does that mean? That means not to put anything else before our God and our Lord and our Savior. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness of anything that is above heaven, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of thy father upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidenservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in the sixth day the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and it hallowed it. 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, or his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. We are to be a people. These are just a few of the laws and the commandments that God has set forth before us. As I said, there is more in depth to these. There's more knowledge. In this day and age, we have a hard time seeing eye to eye with our fellow brother and sister. We do things that offend one another. Sometimes we do things that we know that bothers someone else. But yet we go ahead and we do it anyway, knowing full well that this is something that bothers them. And this is a sin. It's a sin because we cause them to sin, or we give them the opportunity that they may sin. We should all strive to be of one heart and of one mind. Have you ever stopped to think what it was like in Enoch's time? I would like to talk a little bit about Enoch today and his start in the bringing about the city of Zion. But he had something, and he was in a place where we need to be. He was in a place where he could walk and talk with God daily, hourly, by the minute. He was in God's presence. He was there. He knew the mind and the will of God. He knew the things that we can only wonder about at this time. But do we wonder enough? And do we desire enough that we want to become a part of this? To be a part of God and what He has placed before us? Do we desire it so much in our hearts that we want to be there with God? Let us look in Genesis, starting in chapter 6, verse 27. That is Genesis 6. And he heard a voice from heaven saying, Enoch, my son, prophesy unto this people, and say unto them, Repent, for thus saith the Lord. I am angry with this people, and my fierce anger is kindled against them. For their hearts have waxed hard, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes cannot see afar off. For these many generations, even since the day I created them, have gone astray and have denied me and have sought their own counsel in the dark. And their own abominations have they devised murder and have not kept the commandments which I have gave unto their father Adam. Wherefore they have forsworn and by their oaths they have brought upon themselves death. And hell have I prepared for them, if they repent not. And this is a decree which I have sent forth in the beginning of the world, from my own mouth, and from the foundation thereof, and by the mouths of my servants, thy fathers have decreed it, even as it shall be sent forth in the world unto the end thereof. And then Enoch heard these words, and he bowed himself to the earth. And he spake before the Lord, saying, Why is it that I have found favor in thy sight? And am I but a lad? And all the people hate me, for I am slow of speech. Wherefore am I thy servant? He was young, as many of you young men are out there. He was young. And he was curious to why the Lord was wanting him to be a servant. We need to teach our children the ways of the Lord. In 33, the Lord said unto Enoch, Go forth, and do as I have commanded thee, and no man shall pierce thee. Open thy mouth, and it shall be filled, and I will give thee utterance, for all flesh is in my hands, and I will do as seemeth good, as seemeth me good. God tells Enoch to tell him. And I'm telling you this day, choose ye this day to serve the Lord God who made you. This is the day that we choose to serve our Lord and our Savior. But it is up to us. God gave us our agency. He gave us the ability to make our own choices, to make our own decisions. The end result is great. The end result is more happiness than we could ever imagine or we could ever feel. The love is be so great. And if we are in God's presence, we would be we would just be so overwhelmed. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. He gave his son for us. His son that died on the cross for us, so that we might have life, so that we might live. In 36, my spirit is upon you, wherefore all thy words will I justify, and the mountains shall flee before you, and the rivers shall turn their course, and thou shalt abide in me, and I in you. Therefore, walk with me. And then the Lord had Enoch anoint his eyes with clay, and to wash them. And Enoch did so. And when he did this, in 38, and he beheld the spirits that God had created, and beheld also things which were not visible to the natural eye. And he became a seer. He beheld things that no man of his own accord could ever see. And then 39, Enoch went forth in the land among the people, standing upon a hill in the high places, and cried with a loud voice, testifying against their works. And all men were offended because of him. They were offended because he was telling them of their iniquities, of how they were falling short, of their sins. But they wanted to go and hear what he had to say. They wanted to listen. I'm sure that many of them had on their minds that, well, we'll go and see, and if we don't like what we're hearing. But they didn't have a choice in that respect as far as hurting him, because God was protecting Enoch. And And in 41, we'd hear this, and it came to pass. When they heard him, no man laid hands on him. For fear came on them, that all that heard him. For he walked with God. And then there was a man that came unto him. Mahajai. I try on names. Anyway, he asked him from where, he asked Enoch where he came from. And Enoch told him that he came from the land of Canaan. And he said it was a righteous land. And that his father had taught him in all the ways of God. And he told them that he traveled by the sea. And he saw the heavens, or he beheld a vision. And he saw the heavens. And the Lord spoke with him. These are all things that he is telling the people that are there. And he told them that the Lord had given them a commandment. And he says, wherefore this cause, to keep the commandment, I speak these words. Then Enoch continued. 45. The Lord which spake with me, the same is the God of heaven. He is my God and your God, and ye are my brethren. And why counsel ye selves and deny the God of heaven? The heavens he made, the earth is his footstool, and the foundation thereof is his. Behold, he laid it, and host of men hath he brought in upon the face of thereof. And death hath come upon our fathers, nevertheless. We know them, and cannot deny, and even the first of all we know, even Adam. For a book of remembrance we have written among us, according to the pattern given by the finger of God. And it is given in our own language. As Enoch spoke these words, the people trembled. They could not stand in his presence. And Enoch goes on. 49, and he said unto them, because that Adam fell, we are, and by his fall came death, and we are made partakers of misery and woe. Behold, Satan hath come among the children of men, and tempteth them to workmen, to worship him. And men have become carnal, sensual, and devilish, and are shut out from the presence of God. But God hath made it known unto our fathers that all men must repent. And Enoch explains, that God called upon his father Adam. And God, talking to Adam, said, I am God. I made the world. And men before, they were in the flesh. And he also said, if thou wilt turn unto me and hearken unto my voice, and believe and repent of all thy transgressions, and be baptized, even in water, in the name of my only begotten Son, who is full of grace and truth, which is Jesus Christ, the only name which shall be given under heaven, whereby salvation shall come unto the children of men. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, asking all things in his name. And whatsoever ye shall ask, it shall be given you. Understand that baptism is the only way that we shall receive salvation. Spake unto the Lord and said, Why is it that men must repent and be baptized in water? And God, the Lord, said unto Adam, Behold, I have forgiven thee thy transgression in the Garden of Eden. In 56, henceforth came the saying abroad among the people that the Son of God hath atoned for original guilt, wherein the sins of the parents cannot be answered upon the heads of the children, for they are whole from the foundation of the world. And the Lord spake unto Adam, saying, Inasmuch as thy children are conceived in sin, even so when they grow up, sin conceiveth in their hearts, and they taste the bitter, that they may know the prize is good. Sorry. That they may know to prize the good. We grow up, we know good from evil. We want in our lives to have that prize, to win the prize of God's love. And it is given unto them to know good from evil. Wherefore, they are agents unto themselves. And he has given us another law and a commandment, as we find in 59. Wherefore, teach it unto your children, that all men everywhere must repent, for they can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. For no unclean thing can dwell there, or dwell in his presence. For in the language of Adam, man of holiness is his name, and the name of his only begotten is the Son of Man, even Jesus Christ, a righteous judge who shall come in the meridian of time. Therefore I give unto you a commandment, to teach these things freely unto your children, saying that by reason of transgression cometh the fall, which fall bringeth death. And inasmuch as ye were born into the world by water and blood and the Spirit, which I have made and so become of dust a living soul. Even so, ye must be born again unto the kingdom of heaven, of water and of the Spirit, and be cleansed by blood, even the blood of my only begotten, that ye may be sanctified from all sin, and enjoy the words of eternal life in this world, and eternal life in the world to come, even immortal glory. For by the water ye keep the commandment, by the Spirit ye are justified, by the blood ye are sanctified. Therefore it is given to abide in you the record of heaven, the Comforter, the peaceable things of immortal glory, the truth of all things, that which quickeneth all things, which maketh all things, maketh alive all things, that which knoweth all things, and hath all power according to wisdom, mercy, truth, justice, and judgment. And now, behold, I say unto you, this is the plan of salvation unto the men through the blood of my only begotten, who shall come in the meridian of time. And as we continue, we find that all things has God created. Everything. There is nothing that God has not created. And they all bear record of Him. Then God carried, continue with 67, and it came to pass when the Lord had spoke with Adam, our father, that Adam cried unto the Lord, and he was caught away by the Spirit of the Lord, and he was carried down into the water, and was laid under the water, and was brought forth out of the water, and thus he was baptized. And the Spirit of God descended upon him, and thus he was born of the Spirit, and became quickened in the inner man. And he heard a voice out of heaven saying, Thou art baptized with fire and with the Holy Ghost. This is the record of the Father and the Son, from henceforth and forever. Where do we want to be in our lives? Do we want that glory? Do we want to be a part of that celestial law? Are we going to leave here and go back to doing the things that we find in the world? Or are we going to go forth and try to do that which we know is right? God's not going to force us. We have to do it on our own accord, of our own free will. We can't. We just can't not do anything. There are many people outside these walls that need to be brought onto Christ and to God. There are many people that need to be baptized, for all must be baptized. We must humble ourselves. We must be as little children and obedient to our Father who art in heaven. I don't say these things to bring you down. I say these things because I want you to have the very best. The Lord thy God loves you. He wants you. He wants you to be a part of his life. He wants to walk with you as he walked with Enoch. He yearns for our attention. Otherwise, he would not have created us. He would not have wanted us. So it is up to us, each of us, to make that decision for our own selves and our own lives. And to prepare ourselves that we might be the people that God so desires us to be. May God be with you this day, and you with him. That we may feel his love. And that we may journey forth and build the kingdom of Zion. Thank you, Larry. You have given us some food to digest and to incorporate it in our lives. We thank each one of you for being here this morning and participating in our services. And we invite you back. And may we close our service this morning with hymn number 389, after which our priest Richard Adams will have the benediction. 389. Yeah.
Spirit's cheer. Oh, may it ever guide our feet in ways of righteousness, that we may be accounted meet to dwell in blessedness.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful to have this opportunity to come before you and fill you and your Son's Spirit this day. Father, we thank thee for the time that you have spent with Larry and his family, prepare him for this day, and to open his heart to share with us what you have shared with him. Father, we sometimes I feel that I have an ape body that has a brain the size of a peanut, but with only your grace and your Spirit that I'm able to function and to do and try to strive to fulfill the call you gave to me to a priest. Father, there is a lot of struggling in our branch. Many names, Bonnie and Anise and Linda and many, many people. I just ask, as this body of people, as they kneel down this week, that you hear their prayers and that you send your angels to be with them, to help them work on their prayer life and have the faith that you hear every prayer and ensure them how important they are to you. You give us so much, and we give back so little. Be with us this week and this day. Guide and direct us. We love you and we thank thee. In Jesus' name, amen.